This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United States President Joe Biden and Britain's Prime Minister will be discussing Ukraine's push to let it use Western-provided weapons for strikes deeper inside Russia and Washington on Friday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kyiv and many backers want the president to allow weapons it's received from the U.S. to be used in striking targets deeper inside Russia, and there are signs he may shift American policy.
We will do exactly what we have already done, which is we will adjust, we'll adapt as necessary.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said something similar in May before the U.S. allowed Ukraine to use those weapons just inside Russia. Two officials familiar with the talks say Britain's Keir Starmer will ask the president here today to allow Ukraine to use British missiles for expanded strikes in Russia. Vladimir Putin warns Ukraine's long-range weapons would put NATO at war with Moscow. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A new Mpox vaccine for adults has been given the go-ahead by the World Health Organization. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The World Health Organization has said it has granted its first authorization for use of a vaccine against Mpox in adults. The WHO called the Mpox vaccine approval an important step towards fighting the disease in Africa. The vaccine, created by Bavarian Nordic AS, will now be available for donors like UNICEF and Gavi, a vaccines alliance, to buy it. But supplies are limited because there's only a single manufacturer. The WHO chief called for an urgent scale-up of procurement, donations and rollout to get the vaccine where it's needed most, along with other response measures. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more stories and expanded coverage, you can go to our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Families of hostages and activists block a major road in Tel Aviv, demanding action to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Palestinian militants since the October 7th attacks. Yehuda Cohen is the father of hostage Nimrod Cohen.
The government, who is indifferent to the situation, they only want to sit on the chairs. Netanyahu only wants to be a prime minister. The country can burn. He doesn't care.
The protest took place in front of the Israeli Defense Ministry and was largely against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's inaction on accepting a deal. Ukraine is preparing for winter, which energy experts predict will be the most difficult since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. Lesya Bakalats in Kyiv reports on the rush to restore damaged power plants.
This spring, a Russian rocket attack almost destroyed one of Ukraine's thermal power plants. Orest is a plant shift supervisor.
We have already had several attacks before, but this one was so massive.
Since then, the plant staff has been working around the clock. There is an optimistic plan to partly restore generation by the end of October. Maxim Timchenko is chief executive officer of DTEK, the largest private investor in the energy industry in Ukraine.
In April 2024, we had five waves of massive attacks on our power stations. It was 90% of destruction of our power generation capacity.
The DTEK's goal is to rebuild at least 70% of the capacity that was destroyed. Lesya Bakalets, VOA News, Kyiv.
When Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko used the full force of his security apparatus to smash mass demonstrations in 2020, one protester became a symbol. Now she's starving in prison, according to her sister. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
Maria Kolesnikova became a symbol of defiance in Belarus when President Alexander Lukashenko used the full force of his security apparatus to smash mass pro-democracy demonstrations in 2020. Now she's starving in prison and being held incommunicado in a tiny, stinking cell, according to her sister, Tatiana Komich. The Belarus Interior Ministry did not respond to requests for comment on her conditions. Kolesnikova gained further renown when masked officers snatched her from the street to deport her to Ukraine. She tore her passport into tiny pieces at the border so they couldn't. Kolesnikova was sentenced to 11 years on charges including conspiracy to seize power.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Longtime drug cartel leader Ismael Elmayo Zambada has pleaded not guilty in New York on a 17-count indictment accusing him of narcotics trafficking and murder, sought by American law enforcement for more than two decades. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.